Welcome back to Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Brian Healy joins us now with U.S. Grains Council. He is the man in the know when it comes to ethanol globally. Let's talk about this global ethanol and how it just continues to grow by leaps and bounds.
Sure, absolutely. So 2017, there was about 2.2 billion gallons of trade, about 1.37 billion gallons from the United States. But we're seeing a trend in terms of countries adopting policies in order to meet some of the societal goals of environmental quality, human health, as well as achieve the economic benefits that ethanol provides.
Well, Brian, with so many of these countries always focus on health of their people, to come in and talk about ethanol to them, they got to have a pretty quick understanding about the benefits?
I think in a lot of areas, it's providing that information. It's new to them. And so it's talking about reducing particulate matter emissions, but then also the GHG component as well.
What do you like about being able to travel and tell the story about ethanol?
I like sharing the benefits that it has in terms of from a societal standpoint, but it's also beneficial to those countries as well as to the U.S. production as well.
U.S. Grains Council, what is, for somebody who maybe doesn't understand what your role is from a global perspective on ethanol, because it's not the political side, you know, what are things that the Grains Council does, I guess, to help push and promote?
So our goal is to develop the use of ethanol globally. And so that's done through expansion of policies and then highlighting the role for trade. And so as countries need to meet their mandates as the industry is new or there's feedstock economic issues, they're importing in order to meet the mandate and create consistent supply that's necessary for the success of an industry. So that's the main focus of our market development efforts and something that we've been pretty successful at so far.
This report from Commodity Classic is being brought to you by the Nebraska Corn Board and Farmers Business Network. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.